I'm excited that Arthur believed in the partnership between myself and Coach Quinn. We're making some good headway, moving in the right direction in many ways with our roster and how we're developing this team. So I'm very pleased.
Probably you would have had a good market for your services if it wouldn't have worked out here. Was there any thought for you just seeing what's out there?
You know, Michael, I've been so focused on the Falcons. I really love what we've been doing here and putting together here, and I want to see how it continues to play through. And again, really, really encouraged by my relationship and how we partner, Dan and myself, as well as the coaching staff. So this is where I wanted to be. So I'm really happy I got the opportunity to be here a little longer.
Thomas, although you're happy, of course, to get an extension, can you just talk about taking that next step? And I'm sure you're not satisfied. Still have a lot to accomplish.
Right. I mean, we've talked about that time and again. You all have for sure. And I think, you know, we're in a spot where I think it's the arrow definitely is up. And I think we have a lot of budding talent here that I think can take us to the levels we want to get to. And I, again, love the way that Dan coaches this football team. I love the way that our coaches are working with these guys and really instilling the confidence that we need in a team, you know, to make a run at it. And in my mind, I mean, Dan used the word earlier on in the season, we are a contender-type team. That's what I believe, and I believe we have some very good talent along with some very good coaches that are going to help us develop into what we need to be.
Thomas, how tough was the 2013-14? Just, you know, going 10-22 and Smitty's gone and all that. What was that like?
You know, those are challenging times, right? I mean, when you're a competitive person, and I'm sure everyone in this group is a competitive person, whatever we're doing, and it's not easy to go through the ups and downs. I think those of us who were raised to you know, get kicked in the shins and get back up, I think, you know, that's where the competitiveness comes out, and it's tough to go through that. And it allows you and pushes you to work that much harder and focus that much harder on putting together, you know, the team that I think we're putting together right now. So, yes, difficult, not down in the dumps, not feeling sorry for myself. I understand what I signed up for in this position. Maybe I didn't understand exactly what I signed up for, but I understood, and I understood what the expectations are. We have an excellent fan base here, a very knowledgeable fan base, and they want a championship football team, and we're going to do all in our power to put that together.
One of the position groups that you have basically overhauled is the offensive line, and you guys are seeing from Andy Levitre this last year to Alex Mack this year. It's really helped Matt and the team as a whole. Are you happy with how that line has progressed and come together?
Right, Kelsey, hey, look, that's a big thing for us, and we've known that over the years, and we've tried to put certain things together and put, you know, groupings together, and in the end we realized we needed to go out in the market and gather a couple guys up in our left guard, and Andy and obviously Alex this year. I think it's been really good for Matt as well, you know, as well as our offense, to believe in what's in front of them so that he can climb up in the pocket and be creative with what we know he can, and you know, Matt's having an excellent year. The offensive line's having a very nice year providing for him.
Thomas, the three-year extension puts you and Dan Quinn right on the same timeline. Is that a statement from the Falcons saying that you guys are a team and the duo works?
I believe so. I, again, Arthur and I spent a lot of time today talking as well, and that's an important thing for us. I mean, again, back to the partnership. It's so important in this league. We've seen time and again when head coaches and GMs are in sync and working together well, they have a fighting chance on being very successful. If not, we've seen many good football men on both sides of the line not getting together, and it's not a good working environment. It just doesn't work well. So I'm very happy that we are together on this.
How did the timing of this come about? Was that something that just recently started, or have you guys been talking for a little while now?
No, I think coming into this year, knowing that it was my final year, and it was one of those things that, you know, we talked about at the beginning of the season, and we were going to focus on the season. We were going to focus on putting this team together through the spring, and we were going to focus on where we were from game to game. And honestly, through the summer, we put it aside, and my focus was on trying to provide and help partner with Dan on many levels and support him, because that's a really important part of a general manager's job in season, is to be there supporting, making sure that we spend a lot of time talking about personnel in the league. And so that was very important for me to be focused on that and not on my own situation.
I know that you knew of Dan before he got here, but did you know him very well at all?
No, we did not. We knew of each other through, you know, different people and everything, but we didn't have that relationship. We have some very close contacts that You know, that happens in this league, right? You have a lot of really close friends that you're not friends with them, but you have people that are. So we had developed very light relationships in the past. And what I realized when Dan came here, and as we were interviewing him and when Dan came here, our personalities are very congruent as far as passionate and competitive and fiery. We're not the most conservative, laid-back type of guys. I mean, we're really about attacking the issues at hand. And at least that's how I feel about the way that we approach this. And I think that's really important.
Thomas, before the season, Arthur made some news by saying we want several starters to come out of this year's draft class, which seemed like a high bar at the time. Kind of achieved it with this year's class so far. Has he said anything to you? Like, see, I knew this class would do it.
Well, I think expectations were high, obviously, coming in. And I think having the picks that we had and where we were picking, we felt very confident that we were going to put together a good group of guys. And obviously, it's tough to say who's going to start and not start. There may be legit contributors in year one. They might not be slotted as starters, but we're really happy with what's being, you know, how they're producing from this year's class. And we think that there's some guys that are still not actually on the field right now that are going to continue to get better and better for us, which is going to be very beneficial for us as we're continuing to retool the roster in the future.
I know that's, you know, it's big picture for you guys. It's more than just one draft class or one season, but to see these guys enjoy the success they have, you know, early, is there a pride you take in that? Is there a certain amount of redemption you feel in that?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you're a young player in this league, there's a lot to, a lot of hurdles, and there are a lot of sticking points. And if you are you know, coached in the way that would allow you to believe in yourself, and that's one of the things, one of many things that I think Dan and his staff do a really, really good job with. They, again, we've talked many times about Plan D and our development plan. These guys come out on the field, whether it's getting a lot of starting reps in the spring, which there are many coaches out there that wouldn't do that. They'd wait until sixth, seventh game in the season. We were very, very forward about allowing these guys to have a lot of interesting, important reps early on, and I think it really helped their confidence. So I think not only from a talent standpoint, but the way that we're developing them, to me, is I couldn't ask for more as a general manager in the approach of the coaches and the coaching staff.
Thomas, arguably your biggest, boldest move was getting Julio Jones. Having said, you know, now that we're this far down the line, it's worked out pretty well, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, look, Julio, we've committed a lot to him, and he's committed a lot to us, and he is such an important part to this team doing what we're doing right now and into the future. I've really been extremely encouraged with the way that he and Matt are on the same page on many, many levels, not only on the field, but their leadership approach. And, I mean, watching Julio lead this team the way he does, you know, there are many, many times at that position that doesn't happen. And any of those of us who have followed this game realize, I've said this many times, I mean, Julio is diva-less, and I'm excited to have him on our team being that way.